Thank you, California Council of the Blind and the board and leadership and those who planned this pre-convention. My name is Richard Retha. I am the assistant director of the APH Connect Center. And on the Zoom with me, we have, some of you may know her through her affiliations with ACP. Lori, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, Richard, I'm Lori Scharf. I've been with APH since the middle of September. And I am a contractor working on content for Career Connect. And it's nice to see so many familiar names.
Yes, indeed. And just for the record, your background is in social work and you recently got a degree, didn't you?
Yes, in vision rehab teaching. So that's my second master's. And I'm also a work incentive practitioner certified through Cornell. So I've been dealing with the work incentive side of things for about 10 years. I was doing it part-time when I lived in New York for the New York State Commission for the Blind. And since leaving New York in 2019, I've been doing it as part of an employment network.
Awesome. And thank you, Lori. And our intention for this call is to do a 15 to 20, 25 minute presentation and then open it up to Q&A. So if you guys have questions, if you could hold off, unless you're looking for clarification, that would be great. We can do our flow. We do these talks all the time. Again, my name is Richard Retha with the APH Connect Center. I know many of you on the call. And for those I don't know, it's nice to meet you. And I've been in the blindness field for over 23 years. I started as a rehabilitation counselor in 2001, and I later went to work at the Lighthouse in San Francisco. Then I moved over to what was then called Junior Blind of America, now Wayfinder Family Services. Then I got bored and I moved over to the Society for the Blind and worked with youth programs all over the state. And then I landed at APH in 2020, initially as a contractor and later as a full-time employee. So I've been working with the team and Career Connect for almost 2.5 years now, and I love it. It's probably one of my favorite things to do because I've known of Career Connect and the APH Connect Center for many, many years. So we'll share with you a little bit about who APH Connect Center is, how it differs from APH, and then Lori and I will kind of banter about all the different things that the Connect Center offers, primarily Career Connect, because that's what we were invited to talk about. Let me clear my throat. So the APH Connect Center came out of what initially was services that were created by the American Foundation for the Blind. And the APH Connect Center came about in July of 2018. And that includes our anchor programs or services are our INR line. So it's our information and referral line. It's the toll-free number that many people have known for years through AFB, which is 1-800-232-5463. And it's staffed 12 hours a day. And Alan and Sharon, who are our expert professional phone people, answer those calls and staff a lot of questions about blindness, health and wellness, healthcare, medicine, living independently, adjustment to vision loss. It all is funneled through our INR line. And as a side note, we recently became a partner with Be My Eyes and are under the specialized help tab of Be My Eyes. So it's another way to interact with us. And we're really proud of that. So that 800 number is going strong. I think someone told me the other day that number has been around for over 50 years. And it has a lot of associations with AFB at the time. So that's one thing for the Connect Center that came over from the AFB day. So when we took over these services 5 years ago this July, we didn't have the Connect Center. They were just the INR line, the Family Connect, Career Connect, and Vision Aware, as well as an assortment of other services. So when APH took it over, we decided we want to put this under an umbrella and call it the Connect Center, because all of what we do is connecting people to resources and things that are important to them. The other part of the Connect Center that the INR people manage is the Directory of Services. At one time, the Directory of Services was a thick publication the size of a phone book, and it has listings, over 2,000-3,000 listings of blindness agencies, organizations, programs, retail, things that are related to blindness and low vision nationally and internationally. And it's all digitized, and we do our best to keep that up to date and maintained. And that's under everything I mentioned tonight on this call, and somebody is off mute, maybe you can mute yourself, is APH Connect Center. That's APHConnectCenter.org. Everything I referenced tonight, you can go to that website. If I have the chance, when Lori's speaking, I will put it in the chat for you. I'm actually working off of an iPhone tonight because I'm not home. Another product of the APH Connect Center that came out was our Connect calendar. It's a digital calendar that you can go to on our webpage at aphconnectcenter.org, and you can list programs of interest such as CCB events or any other things you're involved with that's related to blindness, whether it's a peer event, a professional event, for students, for job seekers, and it will be listed on our Connect calendar for the whole world to see. Once you enter that information, it's checked and verified, making sure you're not a robot. And if you're not a robot, then we will publish it. If it's, you know, obviously within our terms of conditions and, you know, things, you're not just selling something like popcorn or something. So that's our Connect calendar. I've talked about the directory of services in our INR line. The other two things I will briefly mention before I hand it over to Lori are VisionAware. Many of you may know VisionAware, the resource that really provides a lot of useful information for adults adjusting to vision loss, for practitioners, and for people who are supporting adults with vision loss to learn how to be and remain self-sufficient, how to be independent, whether you're learning information on bioptic driving, which is a webinar we held last week, or on how to manage your diabetes, or how to find an eye care professional. All that is under VisionAware, an assortment of blogs, resources, information on accessible appliances, you name it, it's under VisionAware. One of the anchor things we do with VisionAware is our Getting Started with a Vision Loss Guide, which we have in large print and in Spanish, also available in PDF, or if you call our 800 number, you can listen to that. So we have it in various formats, and we're proud of that magazine. And it really is a getting started guide on adjusting to vision loss and information for you and or people who needed to support those who are adjusting to vision loss. So we're proud of that. Katie Frederick, who many of you know through ACB and her role as chair on the Board of Publications, manages VisionAware. And so she and Chris Rogers, who's been in the field, a well-respected practitioner, run VisionAware. So we're really proud to have Katie and Chris's expertise and wisdom on VisionAware. The last thing I will mention is Family Connect. That's another product of the APH Connect Center. Family Connect, like VisionAware and Career Connect, does offer blogs for families who have children who are blind or low vision, moms and dads and grandparents who are learning how to best support their blind child who is growing up, going through the education system, learning about advocacy, IEPs, consumer groups, adults who are doing things who are blind who can help that child prepare for the world of work. There is a lot of crossover with Family Connect and Career Connect, which Lori can go into in a minute. So we're proud of that resource. And again, we offer webinars and blogs, and we are also building a how-to guide, a getting started guide for families who have children who are blind from, you know, infancy to birth, early childhood development to preteen and teens. So we don't want to cover it all for Family Connect. I'm going to hand it over to Lori, who can share with you a little bit about Career Connect and what it is that Career Connect does. I will say that I, again, have been using Career Connect. When I started as a rehab counselor in 2001, I was ecstatic to learn of this really cool resource, which I had wished was around about 15 years prior to that when I was going through school. I will say that it, large in part, to CCB and Kathy Skivers, who got me into the movement. I went through high school, didn't know a lot of blind people or blind adults or mentors until I was in my mid-20s when I somehow got roped into this crazy organization called California Council of the Blind. And it's because of many of you on this call and Kathy Skivers and others who brought me in and gave me the tools and resources I need to be successful, be confident, and to understand that, hey, I'm not the only blind person out there. I can relate to you. And that really boosted my confidence. And from that, I really am thankful. But also, had Career Connect been around at the time, I wouldn't have been I would have been ready sooner at age 15 versus at age 25 to do what I needed to do to be successful. So I attribute that a lot to CCB. And that's why I'm really proud of Career Connect, because Career Connect offers a lot of resources for young adults, early job seekers, and connects them to mentors and adults in a variety of interactive ways that wasn't around when, you know, Lori and I were going through high school. And so I love to champion it every chance I get. So Lori, take it away.
Thank you, Richard. I go back to Career Connect and my learning of Career Connect to the days when it was housed at AFB in the late 80s and early 90s. As a young blind adolescent, they took us into AFB, and I remember standing at the end of Jay Leventhal's desk, and he had a Rolodex, and of course I was touching the end of his desk as we were all squeezed into his office. And I said, what are all these papers here with Braille on them? Can I look at them? Which was pretty rude looking back on it. But, you know, find a Braille reader and give them dots and they'll make use of them. So we don't currently do the, you know, matching of people with careers, but we have lots of other fun things like Career Conversations, which is a monthly webinar that we put on. And we just actually last Thursday, it's the first Thursday of the month, we interviewed Kim Charlson. And in April for Poetry Month, we will be interviewing Annie Chipetta. So that will be a very fun activity. We also will be unveiling what's called Employment Connections. And our inaugural event will be taking place on April 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern. And that will be quarterly. And the first quarter, we're going to focus on disclosure of disability in the employment process. So we're going to talk about, you know, what are some ways to disclose your disability when you're applying for a job at something like, you know, say the San Francisco Lighthouse, you might want to disclose the fact that you're blind. But if you're applying for a job at a Fortune 500 company, you may not want to disclose that in your cover letter. And so I will be working with Russell Schaefer from Disability Inn, and that's what we will be covering in the hour. And both of those are going to follow the same format. The first 20 minutes to half hour will be questions asked by APH staff, and the remainder of the time it will be job seekers, or what do you call them, Richard? Job curious? Something like that.
I call them career curious.
Career curious. That's what it is. Career curious. I like that. I have to start using that. We also have college conversations. And
Lori, let me go back to career conversations just for a second. I want to underscore that what the idea behind career conversations is really for those people to ask questions in the chat. So we get you started by interviewing the person for 15 or 20 minutes, but we really say, we open the doors and say, write in your questions. We really want you to practice informational interviewing. Last year alone, we had Dana Lambert from NASA. We had Cassie McNabb, who is one of the only blind morticians that we know of, who's actually doing the job. And that was Lori's first interview for Career Connect. And I was compelled. I was in a hotel room in San Antonio at a conference, and I was just like impressed with how she described how she did her job. And if you're interested,
I have to say that was very tough on me, because I was fascinated by the topic, and she was describing things like, oh, well, if you take your fingers and you do this, the measurement between this point and that point is going to be the same size as this other part of your body. And I'm like sitting here in my chair trying to focus on what she's saying and not do what she's saying, because I'm actually on camera. It was a great interview. So, and that actually is up on our YouTube channel.
And so, yeah, so I just wanted to score Career Connect is archived, it's cataloged. We have tons of people from all walks of life who you can use as a point of reference for anybody you're working with, job seekers, and whether you yourself are interested in something or just know somebody, it's there on Career Connect on our YouTube page. And I know you were talking about college conversations, Lori.
And I just want to say, if you yourself are interested and want to share about your profession that you're working in and, you know, what your career has been like with people, feel free to reach out. We always like to keep a list and, you know, get to people on that list as time goes on. So yes, we have Career Conversations, and that is put together by our Student Advisory Committee.
Sorry, and you meant College Conversations.
I'm sorry, College Conversations. Yes.
She's on the East Coast. We'll forgive her. Almost 11 o'clock at night.
That's right. So College Conversations is put together by our Student Advisory Group. And back in November, they did a presentation on dealing with financial issues in college. And they really did a fabulous way of really being supportive of each other as a panel, and also, you know, really working at answering questions and things that came up. And they're a fabulous group of young adults who really work well together. I'm putting that together. And our next one for that is May 18th.
Yes.
And that will be focusing on college and the rehabilitation process. So we will have two students and two rehabilitation counselors who will be speaking about college from their various perspectives.
And how students... college students, prospective college students can really understand what rehab can and can't do in general speak, because we know we're spanning the United States. What may be true in California may not be true in Idaho. So we're just giving an overview of kind of some of the expectations students can expect and what should they plan for on their own when they prepare for college. And the impetus behind this, again, was thinking back to when I was 16 and really not sure if I was going to go to college because I didn't have resources like that exist today. So I was very unsure. And I thought, you know, let's have something where students, high school students who are blind and low vision and practitioners can reference so they know that it is possible and have more assets at their disposal and more people they can reach out to. So that's the impetus behind College Conversations.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Richard.
I was just going to say, if you want to go into the Job Seekers Toolkit, but you were, sure. You might have been, okay.
Nope, that's fine. I can cover that. Yep. We have a Job Seekers Toolkit, which is an online course that we have partnered with NSITE with, and they manage the course content, you know, on a website for us. And we have put this content together to cover five different areas. The course is free of charge. And we know that the California School for the Blind has used it for some of their activities, and we thank them for that. They cover things like self-awareness, career exploration, methods of developing like a resource list. So you're developing familiarity within a profession. They also cover resumes and finding employment resources. Then they have a section on how to handle an interview, as well as maintaining employment and lastly, advancing in your career. So those five sections, they don't have to be done consecutively. They don't have to be done, you know, within a certain period of time. So we encourage people to check it out, enroll. It's free of charge. And it really has some good tips on how to handle different situations, and it has little exercises on about thinking about different things and developing like a spreadsheet of contacts within a profession, things like that, and networking. It's a really good course. We've had a lot of good feedback. We launched it last August, and we do have that available, like I said, online. And if for some reason somebody would want a PDF, we can get that to people as well.
I just want to add, and thank you, Lori, that Insight, N-S-I-T-E, also sounds like Insight. Insight is a parent of National Industries for the Blind, and whereas National Industries for the Blind focuses on the Ability One contracts, they wanted to create an agency, a nonprofit outside of NIB that's can focus on corporate and private sector jobs that the Ability One can't really touch. So that's why they built out Insight, which has been around for about a year and a half, 2 years, and they have their own department. It's sort of like APH Connect Center, and as we're kind of under the umbrella of APH, whereas APH's products, we are services under the Connect Center. So same thing with Insight, who has partnered with us. They do a lot of the corporate job facing and interactions and getting employers, private sector employers, tied to blind job seekers, and they're doing a really good job about that. And they call their program Insight Connect, which is similar to Career Connect. So we leverage a lot of the resources on Career Connect that is interfacing with employers, whereas we're preparing more of the job seeker or giving resources for employer. We're not doing a job placement or saying, here are job leads. We've moved away from that, and we're doing more of the prep work for the job seeker, for the practitioner, and for employers who are curious. We have a lot of resources that go back many years that we update the language on that employers can still use to prepare on, and you know, as they wonder, how can blind people do the job? So we have a lot of those resources under Career Connect. You may hear us reference Career Connect, Family Connect, and Vision Aware. All those websites have .orgs after them, but we're not channeling you through that anymore. We're having a rebranding of the Connect Center. Career Connect, Vision Aware, and Family Connect, as I call our anchor sites, are not going away, but everything's going to be funneled under Connect Center starting in April. We're already starting to use that in our language as we speak. So if you hear that and you wonder, why aren't you sending us to careerconnect.org, it's for that very reason, for the marketing reason. Lori, did we cover everything? I think we covered mostly everything that's relevant to CCB. And if so, Rob, I was going to throw it open to questions if folks, or Sarah, I see Sarah, if folks have questions, you want to raise your hand. I know we're recording, so it's up to you how you guys want to do that.
Yeah, the only other thing that we didn't cover would be the Transition Hub.
Yeah, and I'll say a really quick word about the Transition Hub. The Transition Hub is a grant-funded program through the Frank Gibney folks, Frank Gibney, and he gives a lot of money to organizations, supports transition and pre-employment services. So we have grant money, and we built a database. There was a needs assessment done a few years ago, and one of the needs was to build out a database very similar to our directory of services, which I mentioned earlier, that is a database of all known pre-employment transition programs, residential and non-residential programs that are out there. And we've got about 61 listings that represent 34 of the United States of the states. I think we've got 16 states that are not represented, but it's a database where you can go and learn from what's available in Florida, what's in Hawaii, what's in Alaska, what's in Michigan. And these are programs that students ages 14 to 24 can participate in, whether it's on a weekend, in the summer or after school, seasonal or year round. And it identifies, it's like preparing for college guide. Where do I go? And programs have different strengths that you can go to. Some have really good work experience programs. Some have really good Braille programs. So we have that listed under one site on our Transition Hub, which again, you can find at aphconnectcenter.org.
Rich, Frank has his hand raised.
Hey there, Frank.
Hey, Rich, it seems like a lot of the programming that you're talking about is oriented towards the transition age, which is understandable because there's a lot of funding for that and there's a lot of need there in that area. But given that the majority of the blind community is older, and given that we have an astronomically high unemployment rate, do you have offerings that are sort of targeted more at the mid to older age blind job-seeking population? Because my sense is that that's an area that tends to be neglected in these discussions.
Well, yeah, and thank you, Frank. It's a very good question. What I would say to that is through, as Lori mentioned earlier, employment connections, we're starting to offer things that are appealing to all ages. And career conversations can honestly be geared towards not just the 16-year-old or the 10-year-old who wrote it the other day, a few months ago when we had someone from NASA, but yeah, we even have adults in their 30s and 40s who write in and ask questions. So we try to appeal to as many people as possible. We do market a lot of it to the teachers and rehab folks out there because they do need it. We are aware that adults and many adults over 40 or 50 are still job seekers who have just the vision loss. In fact, Lori, you want to talk about the Maintain an Employment Guide? That's what we didn't talk about.
Sure. So we have the Maintaining Employment Guide is currently being revised, and the target audience for that will be people that are newly blind or people that may have had visual changes and have decided, you know what, I need a career change, or I just need a career change in general, because that happens to everybody. And that's more how it's going to be geared towards that population. So we're not going to touch on necessarily a lot of like the soft skill stuff that you're going to maybe mention to young adults, because we're going to assume that they know how to do these things, or they know that, you know, to get paid, you have to fill a timesheet out, which, you know what, kids, you got to tell them those things.
You do. and the other thing, Frank, is the Job Seekers Toolkit really is an appeal to anybody. You, of the five modules that are in there, you can look at self-awareness or just disclosure or resources. You don't have to take all courses. So there's a lot to offer in the Job Seekers Toolkit. And even though we rolled it out last August, we're still adding to it. We're still modifying it and making it a really good online interactive resource. So I think a lot of the language that I tend to use might be focusing on transition age youth, but I think a majority, and I hope you can tell me if you agree, Lori, of our resources are really appealing to all. And one of the things I when Lori and I talked about this is we want to do career conversation panels where we bring on generations. We want to bring on one of my ideas is having a panel of those who are in their early 20s who got jobs right after college and talking about why did it work for you? Why did you get a job right away? What were some of the successes? I also want to do that with folks who are maybe recently retired who are looking to go back to work and sharing about some of those part-time jobs they've gotten after retirement and how that worked for maybe the folks 60 and over. Then I also want to do a panel on those who have changed careers, maybe in midlife, people in their 40s or 50s who are like, hey, I changed jobs and here's how I did it. So we want to do those kind of panels through career conversations or employment connections down the line. So that is very well on our radar.
Yeah, we definitely have heard from rehab professionals that, you know, their clients are listening to career conversations. You know, they'll find it on through YouTube or something like that, and they're listening and exploring different careers. You know, we're hearing things like that they have a client who didn't think of something until they realized that job could be done as a result of career conversations. So we know it's happening, and we know that we are reaching a more broad audience. But as you said, Frank, it really, we kind of gear it towards youth, but we definitely, when we look at the participant list, we know we're getting more than just youth.
Karen has her hand raised.
Thank you, Frank.
Hi, it's Karen Trotter. Quick comment first, and that's that I really appreciate the fact that you guys archive the presentations and things, because I listen to them at night. So last night I listened to Gina Harper, and that was a great one. My question was, I've heard and read that you can contact APH through Be My Eyes, and I'm just kind of wondering what would people do that for? Like, what would be the purpose of them contacting APH through Be My Eyes?
And thanks, Karen, and good question. My answer to that is it's no different than calling the 800 number. It's just another platform that we're available on. It's another way to market our services. So if you are blind or if you're low vision and you find us on Be My Eyes under the blindness tab or specialized services under the blindness programs, we're there. We're there as an INR line. So anything that's related to information and referral, whether you need information on rehab services, medical, healthcare, wellness, housing, you name it, Alan and Sharon can get it to you. And so, yeah, you can email us, you can call us on the toll-free number, or if you happen to see us on Be My Eyes and it pops up, it's one more platform to be on. It's one more way to be available and tangible to folks. Our thing is we don't want to be the best kept secret. We did learn that when we partnered with Be My Eyes, a lot of the agencies, especially like, and it makes sense, Google and those guys are on there. You do the people who answer, because when you're on Be My Eyes, you answer through their platform, even though it's still going to your phone system. The cameras are on, and Alan is kind of like, well, we can't use the camera. So Be My Eyes, it's not intended to like for us to help you look at what's on your fridge or what's in your fridge or whatever. It's just more of an INR. So we are looking at like saying, hey, we're not able to help you visually, but we'll give you, you know, information that's a referral. A resource. And Karen, I just want to thank you because you've actually led some of our workshops. You were doing the benefits counseling, and Lori and I were talking about that the other day. Like, yeah, hey, Karen did that 2 years ago, and you know, that's cool.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Other questions?
No hands raised so far, Richard.
Well, I hope he didn't put you all to sleep.
Not at all.
Sarah Harris doesn't have any questions.
Oh, David. We've got David.
David.
Oh, okay. Hi, Richard. Hi, Lori. In fact, I was looking for you, Lori, because I didn't realize that you had left New York. And a number of us wanted to talk to you about the New York APS case. But we've already dealt with that with DRA. Anyway. And congratulations, by the way, on that case.
That was a fun case. And after I left New York, it was a pleasure to still get to work on it. And
great. Well, I just wanted to mention it, but that's not my question. I remember Career Connect because it used to be based in West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. And I was involved with it to some extent over the years because I worked as a journalist. And they asked me to tell them about the sets of technology that I used. And I was supposed to be involved in one of their, I don't know, dialogues or whatever, but for some reason it never happened. But I was very impressed with the fact that they were looking at so many careers, and now you're even looking at many more.
Yeah.
But one of the concerns that I have about Connect Center in general is the information that it provides regarding housing and transportation. I would like to see more. I think those are two of the weakest areas with regard to blindness agencies. And people turn to blindness agencies all over the country and they cannot get really decent help with information. They can get information about transportation providers, but rarely people are talking about accessible transportation, accessibility issues, and those kinds of things. And I'm wondering if APA, if the Connect Center might be willing, especially for people who are losing their vision. It's a frightening and it's a horrible feeling when you know that you might have to take paratransit and you can't drive, for instance. Sure. And I've heard that from many, many people who are losing their vision. That's just one example. And I'm thinking that you might consider, and of course with careers, you got to get to your job.
Right.
And you got to be able to do it in an easy way so that you're not stressed out so that you can actually perform your job.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to bring that up. And as far as housing, again, the whole idea here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we're talking about what is the definition of affordable housing. And right now, there really isn't a very good definition because everybody has their own.
Sure.
Every agency. So those are kinds of issues that I was thinking about.
Yeah,
you might consider.
It's those are great areas. Mm-hmm. In my past life, when I was in New York for 17 years, I did basically intake and assessment for two counties, Nassau and Suffolk on Long Island. And I will tell you that the hardest things to keep up to date were housing and transportation. And that was only for two counties, because there are little local providers through, you know, say a village or, you know, a county or sometimes a bi-county area. It's great feedback. You know, we'll definitely mention it to the INR folks, but it is hard. The other issue is with these different types of housing, if you're talking about housing subsidies, there's a lot of different factors that come into play, and it's really hard to give phone numbers out to people knowing you're giving a phone number to a list that might be 10 years long, and you know the person is 90 years old, and they're saying, well, great, you just gave me a list and I'm going to be 100 by the time I might get housing. So I have been told that by people, and wow. You know, it's that's the reality of subsidized right. housing programs across the country. You know, there's not, it's definitely something that could be considered, but it's hard to keep current on what lists are open and what lists are closed.
Sure. I guess what I meant in general, like, for instance, a guide to what is accessible mm-hmm. transportation and how can right. you get it, and not necessarily sending you to phone numbers of providers, and the same thing with housing. What yeah. is accessible housing? What can you expect? Mm-hmm. Can you get adapted housing if you need right. it?
And that's like something that. we can also yeah. not just anyway. INR, I mean, it impacts all our sites, but I think
yes.
we can talk to Katie and Pris about that yeah. with Vision Aware, because that'd be a great platform for that, for mm-hmm. webinars, for discussions, mm-hmm. For, you know, conversations on blindness conversations on that. So we'll definitely keep that in mind, Dave. And okay. if we have ideas or that we want to, you know, ping off you, we'll definitely reach out, because I think that's very valid.
To work for you guys and do some right? work on transportation especially. But yeah. Okay. Very good.
Any other questions? Good stuff. And we appreciate, you know, the platform.
And I just want to take a minute. And thank you, Richard. It's Sarah. Thank you, Richard and Lori, for jumping on and sharing this with folks, because it is so important to know what resources are out there, because, you know, this is a hidden gem.
It really is. One of the other cool people who's part of our family, APH, he's not part of the Connect Center, but he might as well, is many of you have probably heard of and read Access World, what AFB still owns. And for many years, the editor of that was Lee Huffman, and he's out of Huntington, West Virginia. And he did a lot of the reviews and writings, of, you know, critical writings of stuff on technology. And he is now part of APH and doing a lot of outreach to rural communities in West Virginia. In fact, that's where Lori's headed this weekend, to do an outreach event for 30 kids who are all getting Mantises and iPads. So we have Lee.
I'm just a little jealous.
Right. You want to get a fake ID when you're 11, not, you know, not 21.
Exactly.
So there's a lot that APH Connect Center offers. I mean, again, everything can be found at aphconnectcenter.org, or you call us at 1-800-232-5463. And again, that number has been around for ages. It's older than me, I'm told. And I'm old. So, but thank you all. Unless there's any other questions, we're done.